Yale bans secret society from meeting space over exclusivity and privilege. Yale has banned a secret society. Yale University has banned the Aurelian Honor Society. Excuse me, Aurelian. I pronounced it wrong. One of the university's oldest secret societies from its longtime on-campus meeting rooms because the organization is, quote, exclusive, and that giving it the space privileged it over the other organizations. Yale College Dean of Student Affairs, Camille Lizabriere, Camille, cited exclusivity as a primary reason for removing Aurelian from its traditionally designed space. Unlike most other Yale secret societies, the Insular Group holds its meetings in a Yale-owned building. She said that the ban was also based on events that transpired. On one of the days preceding Tap Night, the evening where members of Yale's secret societies roam the campus in masks and ritual robes, inducting new members. What's that all about? You know, we've been exposing secret societies and, of course, rituals and things for a very long time, but only to be met by a lot of, not you guys, but I'm saying to the masses or to the main populace. They don't exist. That's the opposition that we keep getting. But I'm telling you right here on a mainstream article, Heat Street, the ban was also based on events that transpired on one of the days preceding Tap Night, the evening where members of Yale's secret societies roamed the campus in masks and ritual robes, inducting new members. This is one of the leading schools in the U.S. Many of the individuals who graduate from this school go on to politics, go on to be lawyers, and so on and so forth, and of course many other fields. But those individuals could have potentially been involved in secret societies, and they still would be involved in those secret societies of satanic origin. That right there gives a motive. A concerning factor was that it was the second incident of a similar dangerous nature to occur within a short time span. And after a previous admonishment and prohibition of use, stated Lizabriere in an email to Brian Mitchell, the chairman of Aurelian's Board of Trustees, despite the tradition of the room used by Aurelian, given these incidents and the changing purpose of the society, the college can no longer justify designating space for an exclusive senior society on Yale property, nor sustain the liability incurred with the unregulated and destructive use of the room. But what exactly were they doing? What exactly were they doing? Maybe this article from Yale Daily News will actually give us a clue. I apologize, I've got a cold, and so some of the words are really hard to, you know. Empathy and Evidence, writing about sexual assault at Yale. This was published on February 27, 2017. Now, what I wanted to kind of, I'm just going to read it, and I want you guys to answer. Because I'm under the impression within this article, it's almost like an admission. It's almost like an admission that secret societies and sexual abuse are very linked. Just hang on. I want to know what you guys think about this. I'm serious. On a crisp morning in December 2015, I woke up alone in my freshman dorm at Yale. My bed was empty, my clothes were missing, and I had a bruise on my thigh I didn't remember getting. But then again, I didn't remember getting home either. Panicked texts from friends filled my phone screen. They remembered more of the night than I did. My stumbling and slurring, my throwing up in the bathroom, my crying. They remembered the, I don't want to do this, I regret it already. They remembered the stocky brunette. Well, I'll call him Michael. I brought home with me. They remembered that I went back to my room with him, even though he was the same brunette who'd once grabbed me on the dance floor at a New Haven bar, who my male friends ushered me away from if we got too near while crossing campus, who had verbally harassed me earlier that week. No one knows much of what happened after my door swung shut, except maybe him. The next morning, I just knew I was in pain. I pieced it together through the torn condom wrapper on the floor. I didn't mention that this might be, of course, viewer discretion advised. The pictures on my phone, the delicate but urgent recollections of my friends. Later that day, as I lay looking up at a fluorescent light in Yale's health gynecology office, my feet in cold stirrups, the clinician, seeing severe physical trauma, asked if I'd been raped. I didn't know what to tell her. I'd become a member of Yale's most secret society. It's a society of individuals with experiences that fall an ambiguous spectrum of sexual misconduct. People who know their consent was unclear, but because of cultural scrutiny, vague definitions, and an institutional method of trial and expulsion, whose reputation ranges from deeply secretive to widely inept, don't know if they can or should say anything, or even if what happened to them qualifies as an assault. Now, this is the story of one individual, one girl, on Yale's campus. One of Yale's oldest, most secret societies. Right here. I couldn't highlight it correctly. There we are. The ban was also based on the events that transpired on one of the days preceding Tap Night, the evening where members of Yale's secret societies roamed the campus in masks and ritual robes, inducting new members. Well, this is a tale of one girl who has potentially been raped. Of course, a drunk night, so on and so forth. My question is there another admission within this? Does she actually, quote-unquote, remember what happened without really stating it? I had become a member of Yale's most secret society. What is actually going on at Yale? That's the question I'm trying to ask you. Obviously, we know of Skull and Bones, and we know of some of the other secret societies that are at Yale. We know of their crimes. But how big is this cover-up? I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Make sure you become an unlimited member. That way you get the latest exclusives that we produce bi-weekly. I want to thank you again for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.